Yo, what up? This
Welcome
is your boy.
To Planet Dance on Easy Way Broadcasting with your host. Welcome to Planet Dance on Easy Way Broadcasting with your host, Shane Sparks, where entertainment lives. Hear all the info on how the dance world works. Welcome to part one of Dance World Driven. Find out what choreographers are hot, who's not, the up-and-coming, and new dance moves. Shane has exclusive interviews with choreographers and dancers you see dancing with. Justin Bieber, Usher, Rihanna, Chris Brown, Katy Perry, and many, many more. Learn the stories of how they went from dancers to superstars. And now, here's your host, world-famous hip-hop dance choreographer, Shane Sparks.
Yo, 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 check it out. It's your boy, Shane Sparks. Welcome to Planet Dance. Man, yo, check this out. Just so everybody knows, my job right now, I just want to enlighten people in this dance world. I just want to basically try and give everybody something to look forward to, give them the answers and answer questions about things that they always wanted to know about this crazy dance world that I've been doing for all my life. So my show is Planet Dance, and I'm here. I gotta tell y'all something really quick. I was last night I was out with the Lunatics, and I can hear it. Crazy stuff going on, but check it out. And the Fanatics, and y'all know YC from the Fanatics got a song coming out called Lean With It. And we was in the basement, man, doing this video last night, and it was just crazy with my boy Julian Hot. So I want y'all to make sure y'all check him out, because this song is so, so fire. And on other notes, I got something that I want to talk about. I got three questions that everybody asks me about the crazy dance world that I live in. One of the questions is, how do I make it as a dancer in the dance industry? It's really hard to answer that question because the dance world is so finicky and everybody has their own journey. My journey will be totally different from another person's journey. So when I meet people and they ask me that question, I kind of look at them like they're crazy. Like, how can I tell you how to do this? But I'll tell you this. If you perfect your talent, if you know who you are as a person, you know what I mean? And when you get out here, if you're a hard worker, if you know how to communicate, you can make your situation go faster. I'll tell you this. Agencies, everybody thinks just because they got an agent or they get out here and they talk to the agents that they're going to start working and they're going to start booking, but that's not necessarily true. Agents are basically, they're like a stepping stone. You know what I mean? If you're working hard, agencies love you. If you're not working hard or if you're not booking, they really don't care. I'm not going to say they don't care, but they really don't work you as much. So it's up to you to perfect your craft, specialize, and try to specialize in every style of dance that you can. So when they put up, like when they say, okay, we're looking for a dancer for a Janet Jackson video. Then they say they need somebody for an Usher video. That's two different styles of dancing. You know what I mean? You want to make sure that you can do those styles. So when they start to book you, or when people are looking to book you, they can be like, oh, shoot, Lisa May and Donnie, they do both those styles. Let me send them out there. And then if y'all book, when y'all book, the agency is going to look at them like, okay, these are breadwinners right here. So let's push them out more. But if you don't book, if you don't go out there and book these gigs, they're not going to be behind you the way you think they should be, because obviously you're not ready. So my thing to you is when you come to California, you go to New York or anywhere, when you're trying to be a dancer, make sure you're ready and you're prepared, okay? Shout out to my boy YC from the Fanatics, man. We had a great time last night. I got another question. It says, how do I get an agent? All these people ask me, they say, Shane, how do I get an agent? Well, this is what you do to get an agent. There's a couple ways. If you got somebody in your life that's like really, really respected with an agency, They can most likely walk you in and get you something, but you have to be dope, you know, because once they start sending you out, they're going to realize if you're dope or not. But that's one way. The other way is you got to go to these auditions, and they usually hold auditions like once every few months, and they'll have a choreographer come in for all different styles. They'll audition you. You come in, you rip it. Make sure when you come in there to the audition, you come in there dressed to impress. You come in there with your body tight. You come in there with your mind clear. Because what happens is people get into these auditions, and then they see people that they've seen in movies and videos, and they get intimidated. But I'm going to tell you this. If they were balling, Or if they were the best, they wouldn't be auditioning. They would already be booked. Or they would already have something going on. You know what I mean? So I'm just letting you know, when you see them there, they're just as nervous as you are, because every audition is it leads to a job. And every job leads to making money, and every job that you get leads to furthering your career, okay? So when a person is doing a movie today, a video the next day, it might not work for another month or two. You know what I mean? So when you go to these auditions, stay focused, okay? And the other question is this. Is it smart to study different styles? They asked me that so much. And see, when I grew up, I was a street dancer. So when I was doing my thing, I only knew hip-hop. You know what I mean? Hip-hop was just like my life. We called it street dancing. Like everybody else calls it hip-hop now. But when I was growing up, we didn't have the access to all the studios to take jazz, tap, ballet, and all that stuff. I didn't have that. I wish I had it, because I would be a better dancer today. But I will tell you this. Every street dancer, do me a favor and get some jazz behind you, some lyrical behind you, some ballet behind you, some jazz funk, whatever they, you know, all this stuff, all these styles of dance they're making up. Because I'm going to tell you, if you go into an audition and I'm the choreographer, you go get street. You go to Brian, you go get some type of lyrical, modern, jazz funk combination. You go to Little C, you go get some crump. You know what I mean? You go to Dave, you go get some hip-hop, but it's a totally different style. And if you're not working those styles and you're not developing yourself, you're not going to make it out here, you know? So take heed to that. You know, I want to make sure that y'all know what to expect when y'all get out here and y'all know what y'all doing, you know? So, and if you want to call in, all my listeners, if you want to call in, make sure you call in at 914-338-1303. And you're listening to Dance Planet, Planet Dance, Dance Planet, Planet Dance, the Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WT Networks. Y'all got to understand that we're doing something so different. My boy Easy, setting the tone. So I want to do this real quick. I want to send a shout out, because I see this guy like all the time. He's like, yo, Shane, shout me out on your show, shout me out on your show. But it's this new guy. His name is Matt U. Johnson. New artist, dope. Listen to his watching his videos on YouTube, listening to his music. Pretty dope dude. I just want to send some support out for him, and good luck with everything that you're doing. And I hope you get much success, because this business is crazy, man. And I want to go, if I can, I want to do a promo. My boy Easy, I want you to send out a promo, Easy. So I want everybody to know who you are and what you're doing, so they can see exactly how I got to where I'm at and how I got the opportunity to do this. So if you could play that for me real quick, throw that out there for the public, I would be much appreciated. Or it would be much appreciated.
I'm Aubrey O'Day, and I'm doing it the easy way.
I'm attorney Gloria Allred, and I'm doing Hollywood the easy way.
What up, y'all? It's your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood, and guess what? I'm doing it the easy way, you're doing it the easy way, all of us are doing it the easy way.
Hi, I'm Larry Namer, co-founder of E! Entertainment Television, now president of Meitong Development Group, which works mainly in China. I really wanted to say a few words about Eric Zuli, or Easy, as a lot of people know him. I just want to say, Eric, keep up the dedication, the perseverance, and the creativity. You're helping to change the media world.
Jake Busey, I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Oba Babatunde here, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Shifty from Crazy Town, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Yo, this is Ray J, and it's all about doing it the easy way.
Hey, this is Brady Connell. I'm the executive producer of Extreme Makeover Home Edition, and I decided to do Hollywood the easy way.
Hello, I'm Tatiana Ali, and I do Hollywood the easy way.
Hi, I'm Sally Kirkland, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Hollywood It Guy here. Follow me on Twitter, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y, Eric Zuli. If you want to know how to make money on the internet and you want to be promoted the easy way, you got to check out TheEasyShow.com, TheWTV.com, and HollywoodItGuy.com. We're helping those celebrities interact with their fans, the fans interact with their celebrities, showing you the hot Hollywood content. So, hey, come do it the easy way. Check us out.
Yo, 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 it's your boy, I'm back. You're listening to Planet Dance, and I'm here just to try to give y'all as much information about the dance world, about the entertainment world, give you as much as I can. And I want y'all to know this is only my second week, and me and my boy Easy, we are featured on Blog Talk Radio. That's big. If you don't know about Blog Talk Radio, definitely go and check it out. It's big, and we're going to do big things, and I'm ready, you know? All right, check this out. I want to get into something real quick. A lot of people was asking me, they was asking me, what did I feel about ABDC? If y'all don't know, ABDC is canceled. They were asking me what I felt about that and how I felt about that and, you know, just what was my feelings. And I'm going to tell y'all this. When I first started on the show was, like, incredible. And I thought a lot of the talent on there was, like Jabberwocky's sick. Like, everybody that was on there was just so sick. I just felt like towards the end of it, they started just getting a lot of crews on there that really, really wasn't worthy of being on that show. Even though they had Toyotics and they had some dope crews on there, but it was a few on there that I was like, you're not worthy. And what I always wanted to do was bring back all the number one players, and have like maybe Jabberwocky's Battle Super Crew, something crazy like that. I wanted a show where it was the best against the best so we could see who's really the best. You know what I mean? So that I feel like this. Everything comes to an end, and I think that ABDC set the tone for the next show. And the next show, honestly, this is what I want to do. I want to put a show out there that's about choreographers. It's not about the dancers getting the praise. It's about the choreographers getting the praise. Check this out. Can you imagine if you got a show, you got dancers that come out, and they're doing work from a choreographer who does the clothing, who does the music, he picks the stage, the setting, the concept, the idea, he puts everything together. So when you come out, from the way they're dressed, from the way they look, from the way the music goes, from the way they move, he put that all together. Then you can see how creative a choreographer is, and that's what we would be judging now. So now choreographers can do what they do, get on a show that they can make $100,000, $200,000 at the end of it for doing something that they love to do and get the recognition, because it's really sad that when you watch a movie or you watch a video, you see all this dancing and you have no clue. You have no clue who the choreographer is. I can name five movies, five dance shows, and say who choreographed that. People wouldn't know. But you can watch a movie and you say who starred in that movie, and you know exactly who it was. You know what I mean? So I want to change that. I want people to know who we are. I started off as a dancer, went into choreography, and people knew me as a choreographer because of So You Think You Could Dance, which I love that show, and thank you for that show, man, because that show changed the game, but it made choreographers relevant. Now I want another show where So You Think You Could Dance, the dancer wins. On my show that I want to do, I want the choreographer to win. So if there's anybody out there that's hearing me that understand what I'm talking about, get with me, because we're going to change the game with that one, because there's so many. Tucker Barkley, Ro-Ro, Dave Scott, Mia Michaels. Then it's a lot of up-and-coming, Sean Evaristo. It's a lot of up-and-coming choreographers that y'all know them on YouTube, but still you don't know them how you should know them. You know what I mean? So I want to get that, you know, I want to open that door, because you might know Sean Evaristo's name and know his work, but how many know his face? When you put the face with the name, they become relevant. I'm telling you, man. It's crazy. So, yeah. So, I'm just happy right now. I'm very proud, man. I can't believe that we're like, oh, God. We're like the featured host on Blog Talk Radio. We got so many good things going on. The easy way is doing it the easy way, and that's the best way and the only way. Man, we got so many good things. And I wanna talk about something real quick that's been on my mind for a few years. Go-go dancing. Listen to this. Like, I'm out here in this industry, and I watch these dancers, and people, sometimes they will say, I'm a dancer. If you say go-go dancer, for some reason, people don't respect that. But I want everybody to understand that when you go out to these clubs and you see those girls dancing, they're making their money. They're not doing it. They don't go there or come out to L.A. like, I'm going to be a go-go dancer. That's not what they're doing. They're making money. They're doing what they have to do to survive out here. Most of those go-go dancers will outdance half the dancers in the industry. I tell you that. Those girls got so much talent, so much charisma, so much swag, and I see him on the stage, and I'm just like, my gosh, she could do any video, any movie she wanted to. It's just a matter of time. And some of the dancers that you see every day on TV, when you're watching them, you have no idea that sometimes at nighttime, they're go-go dancing. They're doing their thing. I need y'all to understand and just show a lot of respect for that, because they're just dancers out here trying to make it. And when you're in this L.A. world, you got to do whatever you can to survive, because it's not easy. You don't come. Half of us don't come out here with money. We don't come out here with parents taking care of us. We don't come out here to an apartment. Some of us don't even have cars. A lot of us live in apartments, maybe 4 to 6 people to 1-bedroom apartment. But the thing is that makes it hot is they all on a struggle. And when you see them do what they do, they blow your mind. Trust me, man. All those dancers you see in the Britney videos and the Gaga videos, all those girls probably on the DL go-go dance. So show your support, man, and stop knocking them. These just girls trying to make it. They're not doing anything negative. They're just trying to make it, man. And I just want to put that out there, because I work with a lot of females out here, man. If it wasn't for that, sometimes they wouldn't have a place to live because it pays the bills. So show your love for that. All the go-go dancers, put your hands up. Yo, 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 you listen to Planet Dance, your boy Shane Sparks. Everything is good.
I was on the phone yesterday, and I was talking to my boy, Jimmy Hot, and we were talking about the Hyundai situation. We're going to be shooting a Hyundai commercial on the 2nd of November, which is going to be so ridiculous. And then we're also getting ready for, it's kind of like a secret, but I'll put it out there a little bit. Picture a TV show like Glee, but for dance. That's all I'm going to say right now. That's what's going on. That's what's in store right now. And we got these kids that are murdering the dance floor. You know what I mean? So I need y'all to pay attention, listen up, keep your head up, keep your eyes open for a show like that, because I'm trying to get the dance world, I'm trying to make the dance world more relevant than it is right now. One secret I'm going to tell you this. Did you know that most parents don't like their kids to dance? And it wasn't until maybe you got served and Save the Last Dance that a lot of parents started to respect the fact that their daughter or son wanted to dance. I remember teaching classes, and it wasn't for a couple years after, I would have girls and guys come up to me, mostly girls. They would say, Shane, I used to sneak to your class because my mother didn't like it. That hurt my heart, because I know how serious these kids are about this and how much they want it. But they have no support, and the worst thing a parent can do is not support. So right now, I'm just giving props to all the mothers and fathers that support their kids, man. Because right now, even though that movie Battlefield America, it didn't do too good at the box office, but it gave a lot of kids the opportunity to show their stuff. And I don't care what you say, you go watch that choreography in that movie, you see that fire in those kids' eyes, man. Those kids are on something. They on another level, and I want people to see more of that. So that's my thing, you're listening to your boy Shane Parks on Easy, and you listen to your boy, and my boy Easy is just called in to tell me that everything that we're trying to do right now has gotten so much bigger, and there's big plans ahead of us. So I just want to say I hear you, and I'm ready. Like, big things. It's funny how you start something so small and it turns out to be so big. Once you dedicate yourself to something and you put your mind to it, people start to appreciate you. My man, Easy, I'm going to talk about you a little bit. This man works so hard. Like, there's a lot of companies that basically are putting their companies in his hand to run it because of the things that he do. And if you ever meet him, he's the nicest guy. And even when I was on top, he was doing his thing, and he would call me like, "Yo, Shane, come to this event, come here and do this," just working his butt off. And when I went through my little crazy situation, he still was right there. And look, he's one of the few people right now that's been giving me the opportunity to do what I love to do. So I'm going to always shout him out, because I don't forget, man. I'm a very loyal person. I'm going to always shout him out. So big up you.
You listen to Shane Sparks, EZWA Broadcasting, powered by WTV Network.
Check out my show every Saturday, 2 p.m. Pacific time, Pacific Standard Time. I got to keep saying that, 2 p.m., and you can catch us on WTNetwork.com. And make sure you look for the Easy Way Radio and click on my show if you want to see this show again. And if you want to call in, if you want to talk to me, if you got something you want to say, if it's somebody you want to meet, if it's a conversation you want to hear, just call in on 914-338-1303. And I guarantee you I'll either get a choreographer in here on my show so you can hear from his mouth, or I'll ask questions and I'll find out what you need to know. It's all about information, ladies and gentlemen. It's all about the internet right now and using it, taking advantage of it. And right now it's treating us good. There's a lot of people out there that wouldn't know how to dance if it wasn't for YouTube. It's crazy, man. It's crazy. So I love all the social networking, man. And I just thank everybody for supporting us. You know, being behind dance. It's people like Easy. It's people like Randy Jackson. It's the people that are behind ABDC, that's behind So You Think You Can Dance, behind all the dance movies. It's people like Chris Stokes. You know, the B2Ks, remember B2K? They came out and just murdered the industry, and then they started, you got started. Like, remember that energy and that fire that was going on around 2004, 2005? All that stuff, man, that's what keeps the dance world alive. And I need y'all to keep supporting it, because I'm going to keep supporting it no matter how young you are, how old you are, no matter what you do in your life, everybody wants to dance and everybody loves to dance. Somebody asked me the other day, they said, "Say, can you teach anybody how to dance?" I said, I can teach anybody how to dance, because what you have to remember is that dance is not always popping, locking, jumping around. Dance is just expressing yourself to music. That's all it is. If I could teach somebody how to two-step, I'd just taught them how to dance. You know what I mean? Some people might not have rhythm, but if you teach them how to find that kick, that snare, how to listen to that bass line, eventually they'll understand what rhythm is and what timing is. And once you show them the basics, then they'll do it. And that actually just led me into another conversation. I was talking to a few choreographers that were kind of upset, because there's a lot of choreographers in the game that dance for themselves. They don't really teach for the student. You know what I mean? And that's a big difference. When you go into a studio, you have to remember that these kids are not the best dancers. If they were the best dancers, they'd be doing everything they wanted to do and they wouldn't be in your class. You know what I mean? So I just want to tell these choreographers, remember that you're there to teach these kids. Do not go in there with egos. Of course you're dope. That's why you're there. But now they want to be dope. So make sure you show them the basics. You know what I mean? And if y'all want to check out, we got a little footage of Raz from B2K. If y'all want to check that out, you know, Google Raz B at Eric Zuli. If y'all want to hear anything, because Raz B, you know, Raz B did a lot of great things with that group B2K, and he's got a lot on his mind. So if y'all want to hear some stuff about Raz B, or y'all want to know what's up with Raz B, make sure y'all Google, you know, go to Raz B, Eric Zuli, and y'all can hear some stuff, what's going on with him and his career. I wish him the best, you know what I mean? I wish all those fellas the best, because they did some beautiful things. But I got to tell you, mindless behavior, Mindless Behavior came out and changed the game. And I just hope that Mindless Behavior is smart. And I just know that, you know, I don't know if y'all know this too. I'm just about to kick some knowledge to y'all. B2K was created by one of my friends, famous Dave Scott. That's why they were so dope. I just want to put that out there. Now, if there's some similarity in Mindless Behavior, it's because Dave Scott created Mindless Behavior. You know what I mean? So when you watch Mindless Behavior, this is where B2K would have went if they would have stayed with Dave Scott. So just so y'all know, shout out to my boys Mindless Behavior. I remember when y'all was still coming up, trying to do y'all thing, doing shows, and you know what I mean, doing what you got to do to get in there. And now my boys on top of the world. So shout out, big ups to Dave doing your thing, big ups to the Pulse. You know what I mean? So much is going on, and I need y'all to pay attention, because if y'all know who Wildebeest is, one of my good friends, dancer, choreographer out here doing his thing. We're doing a piece together with a group called Super Ship Crew. They're going to be performing at the Pulse on the 17th, the weekend of the 17th and 18th in Vegas. Y'all need to check it out. We're collaborating. We got these dancers doing some hot, hot stuff. So I need y'all to get your tickets, get to Vegas, learn some choreography, watch a hot show, and just represent dance, man. That's all I want to say. So I'm running out of breath.
My time is getting short.
I just want to say, though, I want to shout out because I got a lot of people that, you know, that support me. So if you're with me, like I said, call in. I'm going to shout out Payday Footwear, Broke Two Media, Paul, Chicken Fruit, Broke Beats, my boy, Dave Scott, Roro, Julian Hot, Hudson Hot, Diana, a.k.a. The Dragon, Easy, doing it the easy way, Death Squad Live, Total Recall, So You Think You Can Dance, ABC, Hip Hop International, World of Dance.
Man, it's a lot of amazing things going on, and I
show all for love and good, you know?
So, y'all want to make
sure that y'all check my show out every Saturday, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, okay? And y'all need to go to WPBNetwork.com, look for Easy Way Radio, and click on my show. And if you want to talk to me, really want to talk to me, check this out. Call me, 914-338-1303. The dance room.
Everything will be
Easy Way
Radio. Easy Way Radio. My name is James Park.
Welcome to Planet Dance on Easy Way Broadcasting with your host, Shane Sparks, where entertainment lives. Hear all the info on how the dance world works. Welcome to part one of Dance World Driven. Find out what choreographers are hot, who's not, the up-and-coming, and new dance moves. Shane has exclusive interviews with choreographers and dancers you see dancing with, Justin Bieber, Usher, Rihanna, Chris Brown, Katy Perry, and many, many more. Learn the stories of how they went from dancers to superstars. And now, here's your host,